And let's visit with head librarian Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
So how's your week going so far?
I tell you, the summer is just like buzzing by. I can't believe next week is the last week of June already. I mean, go figure.
Yeah, I know. Someone said that to me yesterday. He goes, man, it's going to be the 4th of July pretty soon.
I know. I think it's because we've been so busy. We've got all sorts of summer reading events going on with the kids, with teens, and then we've got a couple of adult events coming up and have been happening also in June. So I don't know. I think the summer just kind of buzzes by because we have so much stuff going on, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah, everyone's busy.
Mm-hmm, I think so, too. Yep. We've got some really great events and have, you know, Lynette has just outdone herself this summer. She really has planned some wonderful things for kids. In fact, coming up now, next week, we've got several events. We've got our book club that's meeting on Monday, the 25th of June, and we're discussing the book, The Prayer Box, by Lisa Wingate, a super great read, in case anybody still would like to try and pick up a copy and join us. And then we also have a wonderful event. In fact, Ralph Covert is going to be here at the Appleton Library on Wednesday, June 27th at 4 p.m., and he puts together a musical rendition called Ralph's World. In fact, he's been on the Disney Channel. I mean, he has been everywhere, and he's super popular, super interactive music show. Kids are hopping and dancing and super interactive, and so I hope we have a great turnout for that, and that is Wednesday, June 27th at 4 p.m. And of course, you know, like all of our events, they're free, and I think this is a perfect event for children and families and anybody who's interested in music, and so it should be a super great time. And then Thursday, we have two back-to-back events. We've got metal bending and stamping for teens, where they'll get to choose a piece of metal and stamp a message or images on it, and then bend it to put it on your wrist, your armband, anything. And then we're offering something similar for adults at 6:30 at night, metal bending and jewelry stamping. So it's just kind of amazing all the different things that we have going on here at the library. And July just heats up to even more.
Yeah. What is that? Back up here a little bit. What is that metal stamping? What is that?
We have a person coming. Her name is Jen Anfinson, and she is going to teach us how to take a band of metal, and then you can stamp images or a saying in it, and then you're able to bend it to make it into like a bracelet or an armband or, you know, something like that. I'm not sure. I'm sure you could probably make it into a ring if you wanted to. Mm. It's kind of a neat concept if you're into any kind of jewelry making or things like that. I've got some samples here on hand. And so the first event is for teens who are in grades 5 through 12. And then the second event is for adults. It really is pretty cool. And so if you're interested, you can stop on down at the Appleton Library and look at some samples that we have. Because keep in mind, it's a sample. And people will get to personalize these things. So right. That's kind of our last adult event that I have planned that's, you know, this type of event for the summer, because it's so hard to pin people down to attend some of it because everybody is busy. There's so many opportunities going on. So kind of exciting.
Yeah, it is. So what do you have going on in July then?
Oh, my goodness. We have so much going on. We do have a couple things for adults. We've got Steve Starrood coming here, and he helps people with computers. And then we also will have our book club in July. So those are the couple of adult activities that we'll have. And then we have so much. We've got, we're going to do some kite activities the first week in July. Valley District Dancers are going to be here on July 12th. We've got the Clay House Ceramics back. They're going to be here on July 17th. We've got a drone demonstration on the 24th of July. 4-H Fund is going to be here on the 26th, and we have the Bramble Park Zoo that's going to be bringing some wild animals on the 31st of July. So, yeah, July just has so much, too. It's kind of exciting. There's so many wonderful opportunities at the public library that I hope people take advantage of some of them.
Yeah. Make sure you let me know when that Bramble Zoo's there. I love that. They do a great job with that. And I like they put the snake around my neck.
Well, I'll let them put that around your neck, but not mine.
They do a super job.
Well, I know. I think that we've just got some wonderful things planned, so I'm super pumped and excited about it.
Okay. Well, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, the long-awaited book by Bill Clinton and James Patterson is finally out and number one on the bestseller list for New York Times. It's called The President is Missing. I guess James Patterson was looking for a former president to co-write a book with, and Bill Clinton drew the highest number for it, I guess. And the book is about President Jonathan Duncan, of course, a fictitious president, a Gulf War veteran and widower, takes on the adversaries at home and abroad. Like I said, this has been quite publicized because there's been a lot of information out there about this book, so I have not read it yet. I probably will have to because of the hype that's been built up. I don't know. Also out is Briefcases by Jim Butcher, a dozen stories about Harry Dresden, Chicago's only professional wizard. And then When Life Gives You Lululemons by Lauren Weisberger. She's the author that wrote The Devil Wears Prada. She has a new book out called about Emily Charlton Plans a Comeback from the Suburbs. Turbulence by Stuart Woods is his 46th book in the series with Stone Barrington. And then Something's in the Water, a documentary filmmaker and an investment banker must decide whether they should protect a secret. And that's by Catherine Stedman. Just so many new books out. In fact, I was ordering a bunch of new beach reads because people really are, and there's just so many to choose from. I just can't believe it. Of course, we do have some new nonfiction books as well. Trump's America by Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, views on achievements and, of course, obstacles facing the current administration. The Sun Does Shine by Anthony Ray Hinton with Laura Love. It's a wrongfully imprisoned man on death row becomes a beacon to his fellow inmates. The World as It Is by Ben Rhodes, a memoir by the former speechwriter and deputy national security advisor to President Obama. And an interesting one, Lincoln's Last Trial by Dan Abrams and David Fisher, the 1859 courtroom battle in which Abraham Lincoln defended the murderer of his protege. Yeah, that might be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What Truth Sounds Like by Michael E. Dyson. The outcomes from a meeting between James Baldwin and other prominent artists and Robert F. Kennedy. So lots of new nonfiction, lots of new hardcover fiction. You'll just have to stop on down in, and there's so many things to choose from. It's kind of exciting in the book world.
All right, and how can people do that? How can people get a hold of you, and where are you located, Cindy?
They can get a hold of us by giving us a call at 320-289-1681, visiting us at the Appleton Civic Center here in the lovely city of Appleton, visiting us on the website at appletonpubliclibrary.mn.us, and, of course, friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Library. There's just a lot of things to happen, to go on. Check things out. We do have a listing on our website. There's a calendar where we post all sorts of events if you're wanting to know. But, you know, you can always pick up the phone and give us a call. We're happy to help you with telling you when events are, signing you up and registering if you need to, and all those lovely things.
All right, Cindy. Well, thank you for filling us in what's happening at the Appleton Public Library this week. And this month, I should say.
Yeah, I tell you, we're sharing today, huh?
Yeah. All right. Great job, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.